Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome again to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi and it's good to have you join us today. I'm reading from the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits," or test the spirits, "whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And also Matthew chapter 24 verse 11, Jesus said, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Verse 24, "And there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that even if possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Jesus prophesied that in the last days, there will be false prophets. Now, we just happen to be living in the last days. And in our generation, we've seen a rise of a lot of people who call themselves prophets. Jesus said there will be false prophets. Jesus was not a liar. And today, there are a lot of people calling themselves prophets. Nobody is obviously going to call themselves a false prophet. Right? Nobody's going to say, "I'm a false prophet," so and so. Nobody thinks that they're a false prophet. There are many people who genuinely think that they are prophets, and they are not. If what Jesus said is true, then that means a lot of people who call themselves prophets today are in fact false prophets. Now, I'm not going to say every prophet is false. Right? The Bible did say that He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. There are a lot of good people. There are a lot of good men and women of God who operate in the prophetic gifts. They operate in the word of knowledge and the gift of prophecy. And these are good people. In fact, the book of Thessalonians tells us, "Do not despise prophesying, but test all things and hold fast to that which is good." So that is what we have to do. We have to be able to identify who are the false prophets. How does the Bible tell us to test? And the reason why it's important to test is because the Bible says many false prophets shall arise and they shall deceive many. The word deceive is a very interesting word because the person who is deceived doesn't really know that they are deceived. That is the nature of deception. There are many of you listening to me right now, and you have been deceived by false prophets and you don't even know. Many of you build your lives on words that prophets tell you. I know people who made decisions who to marry and who not to marry based on the word of a prophet. Now, what the Bible does teach is that we should seek godly counsel. But Christians don't do that. We don't seek godly counsel. We want the word of the prophet. We want to hear what the prophet has to say. And there are many of these prophets who build their ministries on things that the Old Testament teaches. Now, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "God has in former times spoken to us through the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken through His Son." That scripture clearly teaches us that there was a time when God used to speak to His people through prophets. But that era or that dispensation ended with John the Baptist. Jesus said, of all of the prophets prophesied until John the Baptist. And Jesus called him the greatest of the prophets because he was the end of an era of Old Testament prophets. Yes, there are prophets in the New Testament, but it's not the same. In the Old Testament, because the people didn't have the Holy Spirit, they depended on the prophet as a liaison between them and God. So whenever they needed to hear from God, or whenever God had to speak to the people, he would speak through a prophet. But the Bible says that era has ended. In former times, God has spoken through prophets, but now he has spoken through his Son. So now we have the Holy Spirit. Now we have the Word of God. We don't need a man to tell us what the Word of God is. We have the Word of God in a book. We have the Word of God in an app. We have the Holy Spirit who brings the Word of God to our remembrance. Yet there are many people who build their lives on things that prophets tell them. And many of these prophets build their ministries on Old Testament scriptures such as, "Believe the prophets and you shall prosper." So I'm going to give you four tests to determine whether a prophet is of God or a prophet is not of God. And the first scripture I'm going to read is Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21. "If thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?" In other words, how do we know if the prophet is prophesying falsely? "When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." And verse 20 says, "That prophet shall die." A lot of these prophets build their ministry on the Old Testament. I wonder if they are willing to hold themselves accountable to what the Old Testament teaches. The Old Testament teaches that if a prophet makes one false prophecy, that person is a false prophet and that person should be put to death. Do you know, if we enforce that scripture, do you know how many people would be dead today? Do you know how few prophets we would actually have left? Do you know how many billboards on the highway you would have to take down because the person who used to pay the bill no longer lives? If we enforce that scripture, I tell you, nobody would dare to speak in the name of the Lord. Because back then, you couldn't prophesy by mistake. These guys knew that prophesying in the name of the Lord was no small matter. Unless they were 1,000% sure that God gave them a word, they were not going to speak. Even the great prophet Elisha said one time, "I don't have a word from God. God has hidden it from me." These guys did not dare speak unless they knew for sure, with 1,000% certainty, that they had a word from God. Yet you have these prophets because today they know they could get away with anything. They know that no matter what false prophets they give, their people will still follow them. Their people will still defend them. So they know they could get away with anything. Now you might ask, well, you know, he gave one false prophecy. Does that make him a false prophet? I mean, he could still be a good prophet. Maybe he just had a bad day. Let me tell you who had a bad day in the Bible. Prophets didn't have bad days. Prophets didn't have off days. The only people who had off days were the prophets of Baal. And the prophet Elijah mocked them and he said, "Is your God asleep? Is your God in the bathroom?" The prophets who were genuinely of God always had a word from God. And if they didn't have a word from God, they would shut up. Speaking in the name of the Lord was not a small matter. It is something that they took very seriously. So if somebody makes a prophecy and it doesn't come to pass, that settles it. That person is not a genuine prophet. Here's the third way you could know whether a prophet is false. Reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13, "If there arise among you a prophet and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes to pass, and then he says, 'Let us go after other gods,' thou shalt not hearken to the words of that prophet. For the Lord is testing you to know whether you love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul." So that scripture now makes it clear that even a false prophet could do genuine signs and wonders. In fact, we read that in the book of Matthew chapter 24. "There shall arise false prophets, and they shall do great signs and wonders. But yet, they lead people away from Christ." They said, let us go and follow after God. So if their teaching is not glorifying Christ, if their teaching is leading you away from Christ, if their doctrine is false, then you know that that is not a genuine prophet. In the book of Acts chapter 20, Paul said, after I leave here, people shall arise from your own midst, ravenous wolves, not sparing the flock, and they will draw disciples to themselves. Let me ask you this. When somebody gives you a prophecy, who gets the glory? Do you say, oh, thank you, Lord, for that word? Or do you say, wait, that prophet real accurate, boy? What do you say? Is that prophet drawing you to Christ, or is he drawing you to himself? If a prophet is not drawing you to Christ, if a prophet is not causing you to act in accordance with the word of God and to live holy before God, that prophet is false. If a prophet is prophesying to you prosperity and riches and blessings, but doesn't demand that you live holy and accountable before God, that prophet is a false prophet. And let me give you the fourth way to test whether a prophet is of God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 15 says, beware of false prophets, which shall come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And I will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. There are many of these prophets who you think are great men and women of God today, they are going to hell because they are not of God. The Bible said you shall know them by their fruits. There's a popular Nigerian prophet who came to this country a few years ago. He was invited here by a few well-known pastors. He would call out people by their names, their phone numbers. It's difficult to know how much of it was actually staged or how much of it was real. There are a lot of people I know who believe that the guy was a soothsayer. I'm not saying that because I don't really know for sure. But it wasn't too long afterwards he ended up with some single woman from the church, unmarried, in a fornicating relationship. And the Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. There are a lot of these prophets who just get into this kind of ministry because they know Christian people are gullible and they could get as much money from them as possible. And the Bible tells us, do not be alarmed when you see these things coming. Jesus predicted these things in advance. He told us exactly what to expect in the last days. So I've given you a few ways to identify a false prophet, and I pray that you will build your life on the Word of God. Know what the Word of God says. Meditate on the Word of God day and night. When that Word is in you, you don't need a word from God. You will already have God's thoughts in you. And in any situation, the Holy Spirit will bring that word to you, and you will know exactly how to think in any given situation. You don't need a word from God. You just need to know the mind of God. And the more you meditate on the word of God, the better equipped you are to understand the mind of God. And every now and then, God may or may not send a prophet. That prophet is only supposed to confirm what God is already ministering to you. So, I pray that you will be more discerning. You will not allow false prophets to lead you astray. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.